Hi there, I'm Christopher Harrison, Senior Program Manager, Microsoft Cloud and AI, and let's take a look at the code at a demo for how we can use promises inside of JavaScript to manage long-running operations. Now, the way that we're going to do this is the same way that we did it in the slides, which is we're going to take what was built for callbacks and convert that into something that could be used with promises. So, inside of JavaScript, we've had for a very long time this little thing called setTimeout, which will take a callback that it's going to call once it's done running. Well, we want to do that with a promise. So I'm going to say function, and I'm going to call this promiseTimeout. And we'll ask for the milliseconds. And then we'll go ahead and say return new promise. So remember, of course, that when we're talking about our promises, it's all based around this promise object. Now, the promise object, the constructor here, what it is that we're going to use to create this, is going to be looking for the logic. It's going to ask us to put whatever it is that we want to have happen right inside of that function there. And we'll do this by setting up an anonymous function. Now, the promise will go ahead and call this, and it will give us two little parameters that will allow us to indicate success or failure. Resolve is going to be called to indicate success, and reject is called to indicate failure. So once we know that things succeed, we could just go ahead and say resolve, and if we wanted to pass in a value, we could go ahead and do that. And voila, the promise has now succeeded. Reject would simply indicate that it failed. Now, because of the fact that resolve and reject are nothing more than functions, we can use that inside of setTimeout. So I'm going to say setTimeout and call resolve. So that's going to resolve or complete, if you will, the promise once the timer has elapsed. And the timer is going to be set to the number of milliseconds that were passed in. So now I can use this. Now I can go ahead and say promise timeout, specify a value, let's say 2000, then, and our then is going to be on success. So when things succeed, we'll go ahead and say console log and done. And should things fail, then we can have our catch. And our catch will then have a very complex set of error handling. Console.log error. Okay, in your real applications, you probably want something more than that. All right, let me go ahead and save that. And now I'm going to go ahead and say node and promise demo. Cool. And when I run this, 2 seconds will go by. And we'll get done. Now, just to highlight the fact that our reject is going to raise an error, and that would wind up inside of catch, let me change my code here to call reject. And now after that 2 second delay, you're gonna notice that it gives us that error. All right. Now, one other thing that's worth highlighting here is the fact that we could go ahead and continue to string these together. Let me make sure I change that back to resolve here. So I could, right here, go ahead and close that off, dot then, and let's set up another one right here. A little bit of cleanup, perfect. Okay, and then console log, also done. And so now I could go ahead and say return, and let's say promise timeout, and then say 1000. And so now what's going to happen is this first spot's going to run, and then the second, and that will then execute, or the response to it will then execute on the next then. And this is something that you're going to see quite commonly in code, because quite frequently what you'll do is you'll make a call out to one service, get a response, have to do something with it, and then maybe, you know, callback to save the value, or maybe call out to another service. So it's quite common to go then the whole way down. Now, I also want to highlight the fact that, and let me just do a real quick copy and paste here, that we could pass values down or, you know, resolve a promise by using a little helper here. So I'm going to say resolve 42. And now I'll put in my result here. And now we'll go ahead and say console log and then the result. So that result will be whatever is inside of the resolve. So now when I run this, what we're going to notice is we're going to see done, also done, and then that number 42. And so that is how we can utilize promises in code to manage our long-running asynchronous operations.